This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. 10 cars of an express train derailed in southern Pakistan Sunday, killing 30 people and injuring more than 90 others. The Zara Express train was going from Karachi to Rawalpindi when the cars went off the track and some overturned. Local television showed rescue teams extracting women, children, and other passengers from damaged and overturned cars. The rescue operation was completed by early evening. The injured were taken to a hospital, and the most seriously injured were taken by hospital to distant military hospitals. The deadline has arrived for Niger's military junta to reinstate the country's ousted president, but the West Africa regional bloc that has threatened a military intervention faces prominent appeals to pursue more peaceful means. In Niger's capital, thousands of people at a stadium rally cheered the coup leaders, and a chicken decorated in the colors of the former colonizer France was publicly beheaded. It is not immediately clear what the regional bloc known as ECOWAS will do next. Coup has been a major blow to the United States and allies who saw Niger as the last major counterterrorism partner in the Sahel region. Russia unleashed missile drone barrage across parts of Ukraine that officials in Kyiv say killed six people as Moscow followed through on its promise to retaliate for a Ukrainian drone attack on a Russian tanker in the Black Sea near Crimea late Friday. Meanwhile, Moscow's second-largest airport briefly suspended flights early Sunday following a foiled drone attack near the Russian capital. It was a fourth attack on Moscow in a month, highlighting the city's vulnerability. This is VOA News. The Philippine military has condemned a Chinese Coast Guard ship's excessive and offensive use of a water cannon against a Filipino supply boat to block it from delivering new troops, food, water, and fuel to a Philippine-occupied shoal in the disputed South China Sea. The tense confrontation on Saturday at the Second Thomas Shoal was the latest flare-up in the long-standing and seething territorial conflicts involving China, the Philippines, Vietnam, Malaysia, Taiwan, and Brunei. The disputes in the South China Sea, one of the world's busiest waterways, have long been regarded as an Asian flashpoint and a delicate fault line in the rivalry between the United States and in the China region. Hiroshima officials are criticizing growing support for nuclear weapons as a deterrent from uneasiness over Russia's war in Ukraine and tensions in the Koreas. Criticism came Sunday as the city remembered the atomic bombing of 78 years ago. The observance came 2 months after Hiroshima hosted the Group of Seven summit in May, where leaders showed commitment for nuclear disarmament, but justified defensive purposes. The mayor rejected the position in his peace speech, calling the nuclear deterrence theory folly and urging world leaders to take concrete steps toward denuclearization. The U.S. atomic attack on August 6th of 1945 destroyed Hiroshima, killing 140,000 people, and the second bombing 3 days later on Nagasaki killed an additional 70,000 people. Elon Musk says that his potential in-person fight with Mark Zuckerberg will be streamed live on his social media site X, formerly known as Twitter. The two tech billionaires seemingly agreed to a cage match face-off in late June. Musk wrote in a post Sunday that the Zuck versus Musk fight will be live-streamed on X. He added that all proceeds will go to charity for veterans. Zuckerberg is trained in mixed martial arts. Whether or not Musk and Zuckerberg actually make it to the ring in Las Vegas is yet to be seen, especially as Musk often tweets about action prematurely without following through. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.